Okay, another Drysdale gardening vignette. And this one is a redo entitled Lawn Chemicals Number 1. In 3, 2, 1. Just how dangerous are the chemicals that we once used on lawns? Hi, I'm Mark Drysdale, and when I return, I'll give you a few facts. 3, 2, 1. Each spring, just as millions of Canadians looked forward to a return to their outdoor lives, voices used to rise up proclaiming that turf grass pesticides were dangerous to our health. They cited wide-ranging yet impressive statistics on the amount of these chemicals used each year. That, of course, includes our own provincial Ontario government. While some non-scientific commentators led us to believe that all of this turf grass pesticide was killing us, the truth is that the life-threatening potential of pesticides is no greater than food coloring, preservatives, and prescription antibiotics. Although even a single death is one tragedy too many, the hype and hysteria being whipped up by turf grass pesticides by some media, self-appointed watchdog groups, and even legislators, of course, grossly overstate and misrepresent the facts. These chemical critics fail to report that since 1956, there's been a steady decline in the number of lethal pesticide-related accidents each year in the United States, from all causes, not just turf grass chemicals. In 1956, there were 152 such deaths in the U.S. However, by 1984, there were only 27, and the number continues to decline. In fact, far more children have died from accidental overdoses of aspirin than from pesticides by a sizable margin. Bicycle accidents, by comparison, kill 100 times more people each year. As the volume of pesticide used has expanded, the number of pesticide-related deaths has declined. I'm Art Drysdale.